podcast you're about to listen to was recorded in early December 2023. As such, we aren't necessarily who we are or who we portrayed in the following episode. Enjoy. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Fox and the Clown podcast for our 10th podcast of the year. Quite the damn milestone, if you ask me. Why are you laughing?
Just because, I don't know. I felt like you were alone.
Yeah, you like always
you were
do that
to yourself.
You always do that at the start of the podcast. Whenever I intro the podcast, you always leave me hanging. All right, I don't appreciate that in the slightest. I feel like you're always doing that shit.
I was trying to get my fucking camera on. It's tradition that we record the fucking camera.
I mean, it's tradition, but you don't have to leave me hanging. You know, you could say like
I'm trying to leave you hanging in the video. In the webcam aspect first and foremost.
You're so goddamn skibbity. You're thinking of your webcam before you're thinking about the audio experience of the damn listeners.
All right, well, the listeners, you know, fuck the listeners.
No, don't say that. I knew you were going to say that. Don't say that, because the listeners are the heart, the blood of the podcast. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are without any of the listeners. They
what?
I think
we're not getting paid to do this.
It doesn't matter. I mean
they do occasionally provide us with content to speak on.
I'm a big fan of the listeners personally. I'm a fan of the listeners. I would go as far as to say that, because they're the only thing between us recording a podcast and us just shooting the shit on Discord, you know? That's the only difference. They're the difference. We can't survive without them, and they can't survive without us. It's a mutualistic relationship. You don't see those along nature.
I see your point.
But yeah, welcome back to the Fox and Clown podcast. We got a few topics in the hopper.
What episode is this?
This is episode 67. We just released episode 66.
We're almost at 100.
True, we're 2/3 of the way to 100.
If we make it to 100, that'll actually be like super hype.
That would really be hype. Honestly, if we make it to 100, I'm going to do something spectacular.
Yeah, we got to do something. I'll get the fucking Walter White cut if we make it to 100.
If we make it to 100, I will do the podcast live from... It has to be a special location, you know? I don't know. We'll think of something special, but we're not even... I mean, we still got a long way to go. We still got 1/3 of the way to go.
Yeah, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
True. We got to keep just putting our nose to the damn grindstone. Keep just enjoying ourselves. Just keep trying to derive happiness from the podcast, because that's really all there is to life, is just finding things that give us that feeling of happiness and enjoying that moment, right?
Okay, well... We should probably get started with some emails here.
Yeah, I wonder if we've got any emails. Well, the fans...
We do.
I will say, I besmirched the fans. The fans have not been sending us emails for shit. Although, we have two from this person, the turtle.
The mysterious motherfucker here. Okay, so if you listen to the last episode, we've encountered an individual... That goes by the turtle. What is his... Oh, we don't want to dox his email. He says, "Hey, Fox and Clown. I want to know what your thoughts are on pigeon nests. I have attached a few pictures for your convenience. Now he's speaking perfectly fluent English for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your take on the quality of life of these pigeons? Okay, now he fucked up. Would this be OSHA approved? Asking for a friend. Thanks, your fan.
Let's look at these pictures real quick. So that's not a nest, first of all. That's like a few twigs on a fucking doormat. All right, and this pigeon is not even sitting on the egg. I thought they were supposed to keep the eggs warm, right? Second one's even worse. You're on a fucking concrete.
The last one is honestly the worst, but
third one's pigeons? Legit. That's a legit nest, but it's still not sitting on the egg, but it's a legit nest. Right there, that third one. What the fuck? What's like going on in Vancouver that the crackhead needles are being used for nests?
I like how the last image is titled Pigeon Nest Uh-Oh.
Pigeon Nest Uh-Oh. Goddamn.
Okay, so let's see. I want to know your thoughts on pigeon nests. What is your take on the life?
So yeah, the first two are like.
Why would he be asking this?
I don't know. I don't know what goes on in the turtle's head.
He doesn't. I'm assuming. So he's asking for a friend. I'm assuming his friend is like getting into pigeon work or pigeonry, whatever it's called.
This would be a great question to ask Alex, because he's got a couple pigeons, right?
Well, I take care. He doesn't have a couple pigeons, by the way. He has a fucking fleet, a flock,
a fleet of
pigeons. Yes, and I've taken care of them multiple times for weeks on end. And pigeons are very resilient creatures. They can survive anywhere.
It's true. It's true. They can survive in the damn cities. They can survive anywhere.
They are the rats of the skies. They'll do just fine in a bed of needles. It's not recommended.
Yeah, that's so gross to me, though, those needles. I mean, the fourth picture, just for the people listening, is like, looks like a bunch of needles and screws. It's the nest of
hypodermic needles sitting in a sink.
In a sink. A dirty sink, no less. Ugh. And the pigeon just threw three eggs in there and is nowhere to be seen.
So, yeah, in my opinion, the opinion of, I would say, a pigeon journeyman, I would say you don't really have to put too much effort into a pigeon nest unless you really care about them.
Yeah, true. I mean,
give them a cardboard box, like a shoe box.
True. And maybe this is why pigeons are not very good in terms of intellect, as well as in terms of just general common sense. I feel like pigeons are amongst the lowest common sense animals of all the animals. Would you agree with
that?
No. I would certainly say so.
No.
They're so dumb, though. They're very stupid creatures. I feel like they're really dumb.
They're so smart that to us, we think that they're dumb.
I don't think so. I've seen pigeons walking around. There's not a lot going on in that brain.
Oh, yeah? Have you ever tried to fight it?
I've literally, like, they don't even flinch when I get, like, an inch from them.
Because they know you're not going to punch them.
I could pick one up, like, a damn, like,
they know you're not going to hurt it. You know why? Because they know that you would face public backlash. They've got you by the fucking ball hair.
I mean, they're like, I mean, yeah, you don't want to be seen abusing animals in public. It's true. But I wonder if these nests are a reflection of the pigeon as it grows up. Because let's say what I say is true and pigeons are stupid, like their parents are making shitty ass environments for them to grow up in. How do you expect a pigeon to thrive if its environment is not good? If it's growing up with the crackhead needles, right? It's growing up with the fucking...
Growing up on the streets.
Growing up on the damn streets, all right? Not a proper home. You need a proper... You need a good, like, parental figure and a proper home. I mean, these are just, like, five twigs they found on the street. And then they're trying to raise a child? That doesn't ring true to me. That doesn't inspire me at all in terms of their upbringing. But maybe I just don't know. Maybe that's just how they do it. The crazy thing is I haven't seen even one sitting on an egg. I thought that was like a thing you had to do as a bird.
Well, they have eggs in the pictures.
But they're not sitting on them. I thought they had to sit on them to keep them warm.
That's because they're showing off their eggs.
They're like, oh shit, I'm proud. It's like when moms show off their ultrasounds of their kids. It's like the pigeons are like, oh yeah, go ahead and take a picture of me next to my kid here. My future kid. Proud parents, if you can say anything about them, you can say they're proud parents.
Okay, so we got another email from the turtle. If you would like to read this one.
It's a reply. It says, well, Fox it and like Clown.
Like... Yeah, go on.
You didn't properly decode my first email. Bad spelling had a secret message. You clearly don't have the secret spy agent gene or just plain OCD, nor just plain OCD. So first of all, you've got it all wrong, the turtle. You don't know the emails we've seen. The norm is to have misspellings in the emails that we see. So we just thought you were part of the crowd, all right? We didn't even think twice. Because you have to agree, right, Danvi? Most of our emails have egregious typos in them. Is that true?
Yes. It's does he even understand how many fucking Egyptian princes that we have emailing us?
No, I don't think this turtle understands. So that's why, I mean, I'm glad you think we're smart enough to decode some type of cipher, but we just thought that you were challenged in some type of way, grammatically challenged.
Might still be.
And then they say, what happens if you replace all the incorrect letters with the proper ones? So we have some work. Maybe next podcast we'll have to decode this message.
No, I don't think we should.
You don't think we should? Okay. And then they say to be more specific.
We can, but we should not reveal it.
Yeah, yeah.
We should not let them know that we did it.
Yeah, yeah. They say, to be more specific, write out the proper letters separately and see if you can't find something hidden, catching a wave and waving goodnight. The turtle. First of all, how the fuck did you get this, like, picture in your signature? Like, that's not an emoji. That's not the turtle emoji. That's, like, something different, right?
He's, Let me copy and paste this.
Yeah, let me try Control C, Control V that into Google, see what comes up.
Representing a freshwater turtle symbol.
What the hell?
Unicodes. What are unicodes? Name Egyptian hieroglyph. So this guy might actually be an Egyptian prince.
Could be. Anyway, I mean, at least they seem engaged. I'm curious what the message is. We'll see about decoding it, but we don't have a lot of time on our hands. We're very busy with the podcast, so we might get one of our interns to do that. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for the email, the turtle.
Yeah, we appreciate the emails no matter how strange they are.
I'm shocked at those pigeon nests, though. I did not know that they were... I didn't know they were going through it like that. Because you typically see a bird nest that's a bit more organized, right? You typically see a couple more branches in there.
I'm curious. To finish answering this guy's question, I don't think OSHA would care if these pigeon nests.
They only care... OSHA only cares about companies that actually bring in money. The pigeons aren't bringing in money, so they say fuck them. You know, they're capitalistic like anyone else. OSHA is. They just... They, yeah, I don't think they really care. I mean, maybe Child Protective Services would have something to say, but certainly not OSHA. But yeah. Anyway, thanks for the email, young Padawan. And maybe now we can move into our other topics for the podcast. This is one that's been on my mind a lot in recent times. And it is... Oh, go ahead.
No, never mind.
It is Skibidi brain rot. Being brain rotted in the modern era, what causes it, how it feels to be brain rotted, and what we can do about it. Those 3 points I would like to get.
Brain rotted.
So now, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you if you could provide an example of Skibidi brain rot.
Skibidi brain rot. Skibidi brain rot comes in many forms. One is you're scrolling through the YouTube shorts for like 5 minutes when you should be working, right? Or the Instagram reels or the TikToks of the world. I don't know. Whatever your thing is. Doom scrolling is part of the Skibidi brain rot. Another part of the Skibidi brain rot is when you're going in between work and listening to music and watching a YouTube video all within the span of 1 minute because you can't keep your mind freaking focused on any one thing. That's another example of Skibidi brain rot. Another example of Skibidi brain rot is when you should be thinking of something serious and you just have something that's going through your mind that's telling you, like, I'm just so goddamn skibidi, I thought that this person was talking about like something entirely different from what they're talking about. Just a general brain rot symptoms.
Okay, because this is not what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, so what did you think I was talking about?
I thought you were referring to the phenomena of being terminally online to the point where you just start having retarded opinions.
No, that's a whole separate issue. Like, I'm thinking of Skibidi brain rot as like, here's a good example I just did now. When I said no, like that, it makes the shape of a dick in my audio wave files. Like, I'm so skibidi, when I say no, I see a fucking dick in my...
What?
In my audio... Like, the shape of the actual audio wave on Audacity looks like a dick.
So you're subconsciously seeing dicks.
No, not specifically, but just, like, being stupid. Like, thinking of stupid stuff all the time. Just being brain rotted. Like, your attention span's short. You just think of stupid shit when you should be focusing... You know, like that type of brain rot. And we all have it, you know, and I'm an academic. I'm a PhD student. Not that has any stigma with it whatsoever, but typically when people think of academics, they think of people who are a bit intellectual. But I'm just another brain rotted fool like everyone else.
I think that's normal. I think what your idea of skibidi brain rot is normal. At least for me, but maybe I also have skibidi brain rot. I mean, we have Adderall for a reason.
Yeah, but I don't want to medicate. I don't want to medicate my brain rot. I just want
I brought that up because I feel like the idea of skibidi brain rot is a fairly recent concept.
It's true.
But Adderall has existed for a while.
True.
To medicate ADHD or whatever.
But that handles a medical condition of attention span and attention deficit. Whereas me, I'm talking about a learned behavior of skibidi. I'm talking about a skibidi pattern of behavior that I didn't always have and now I do. You know?
Okay.
And so that's what frustrates me, is I know I don't have to be like this because I wasn't always like this, and now I'm freaking skibidied out of my damn gourd every day, overflowing with, you know, scrolling through the YouTube shorts.
Because that's me too. I've been trying, because I don't have work and I want to work on my comic, I've been trying to set up like a basically like a work day type of time frame to work on my comic.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just like I'll catch myself like scrolling on YouTube looking for videos, because I'll try to put on a video to listen to while I work, but I'll end up spending like a shit ton of time just looking for a video when I could just be working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens to me all the time as well. Like, and then I end up just putting on an album instead, because I'm like, at least this will play for like 40 minutes and I don't have to think about it during that time. But yeah, that happens to me fairly frequently as well, and it's frustrating, but I know it's a common problem, because I always hear about people talking about brain rot and short attention spans in the modern era, and I wonder, is there anything we can do to prevent it? We know the cause. The cause is these TikToks. No, that's not the cause.
It is.
What? No, man. The cause is looking at these like short videos that give you a reaction from your brain in such a
instant short gratification time span.
Exactly,
like busting a nut.
Well, not exactly, because
I could fap right now.
Don't do
bust
that.
A nut. Well, that's why I've been on nofap.
Nofap.
I'm a recovering coomer.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I mean, and that's great for you if that's true, but what I'm saying is this, is like, this, I think it's the online, you know, looking at people's Instagram stories that are always like 5 seconds or less, looking at the YouTube shorts that are a minute or less, looking all this type of stuff. I think that's really deteriorating our ability to focus on one thing at a time.
Before and the solution, we go on.
The solution, I think, is, sadly, I think there's not an easy way out, but it's going to be like to watch, and you're going to say I'm crazy, but maybe watching movies would help, because movies are so long that you can maybe slowly train your attention span by watching a 1.5 or 2 hour movie.
I don't know if that would... It would help, but I don't know if that's feasible, because one, you have to stay off your phone.
But you can't now be you on your phone in the movie theater.
No, you can.
That's so disrespectful, though.
I know, but people do it anyways.
Those people, though, are the dregs of society that don't follow the goddamn rules.
We should stomp them out.
Those are the same people who don't return their fucking shopping carts when they go shopping. They just leave them on the curb, and you're like, God damn it, you fucker. You know?
Mm. Before we go any further into this topic, I wanted to illustrate my original idea of skibbity brain rot.
Okay.
With a few examples. One example, which I think is the best example, was a while back. When I think of skibbity, I think of like Zoomer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think brain rot, too. I think of like a brain that is so like mentally stunted from all sorts of...
mentally stunted?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You're on some next shit, man.
Okay, so a while back, I forget what game this was in, but there was a controversy on Twitter. It's like a year or two ago, because you may have heard about this. You're familiar with the concept of teabagging in video games, right?
Yeah, when you rapidly crouch on someone's head after you kill them and you put their nuts on their face. Yeah.
Yeah, people. There was drama on Twitter because people were saying that that was sexual harassment.
You can't go on Twitter, though. You can't go on Twitter. You can't
go
on Reddit.
That's where the skivity is. That's where the brain rot is. That's the brain rot HQ.
That's not... For me, that's more just like a problem of being terminally online and not realizing that, like, that's the least of your... Like, trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. That's the least of your problems.
Exactly. That's what I thought you meant by skivity brain rot.
Okay. I'm just thinking of, like, Zoomer attention span. You're thinking of people who need to, like, who just exist on the computer and, like, live in the metaverse, basically. Who live in an alternate reality from real life.
Yeah. And then there is also this thing that I saw last night. The new Godzilla X Kong trailer came out. You can see it in trash can of the Discord. You can see this guy commenting on Godzilla's new pink spikes and how he can't help but think that there's something, some stupid agenda behind it. Instead of boy blue, they have a girl pink. Are they trying to sink another thing we love? Is this Barbie Godzilla?
Oh, see, these people, like... They don't know how the real life works. You know, like, if they went outside and they walked on the sidewalk and someone was walking on the same side as them and they both changed... You know how you... when sometimes when you're walking on the same side as someone, you both change directions and then you don't know what to do?
Mm.
And then you... And then finally, once you, like, meet face to face, then you're like, okay, I'll go this way, you go that way. Like, if that happened to them, they would write, like, a 15-page Tumblr post about it and be like, oh my gosh, I was so stressed out. I was harassed today. Someone on the sidewalk. like they were going the same way as me. They didn't communicate to me. They didn't let me know which way to go. Like, that's the type of person, you know? Like, they don't know how to handle the real world because they only exist online and only online problems exist to them. And those type of online problems, like what you're talking about, the pink Godzilla spikes... The fucking what was the first example you gave?
Teabagging sexual harassment.
Yeah, teabagging in a video game. Like, those things are not problems to anyone who exists in reality. You know, problems that exist in reality are like the conflict in Palestine and Israel. You know, or like, how am I going to make my next rent? Or like, what? Or like, how do I, what can I do to like keep my, get into or keep a relationship with someone I really care about? You know, like, those are the real problems that real people face. Those problems are make-believe problems. The teabagging is not sexual harassment, all right? That's just a deep-seated culture of gaming, all right? That's just a rite of passage.
They just don't know. They're fucking, they're outsiders. And they're coming in here and they get offended by the culture.
That's like, teabagging to me is equivalent to someone on comms calling you a noob, you know? That's the same level of how offense you should take. You should be like, yes, God damn it, I'm fucking annoyed by it, but you're just going to move on with your day. You know, like, that's those people, there's no need to be concerned about them because they're almost in everyday life. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be bagging on them because they're probably going through their own struggles in their own lives. I shouldn't be bagging on them.
Well, you should bag on them for having such a brain rot take, but.
Yeah, I mean, I'll bag on them for making mountains out of molehills, but I'll also say, like, just go outside and touch grass, you know? just like, even in the sphere that they're talking about, like, it being sexual harassment, teabagging being sexual harassment, if you're concerned about teabagging being sexual harassment, I don't want to know how concerned you are about actual issues that, like, that... women and transgender people face in the real world, because those are the real sexual harassment issues that you should be concerned about, not freaking teabagging in a video game.
I don't even want to bring up the controversies around the recent GTA 6 trailer coming out?
I don't even know, because I'm not really in the gaming sphere anymore like that. But we all knew that Twitter was cooked even before Elon bought the company. But now that Elon has the company and the Twitter takes are as they are and continuing to be as they are, I mean, it's cooked. It's so cooked, man. That company's going to zero. I went to see
Minus One in Wilmington the other day. And as I was walking in, I saw someone with a fucking Bored Ape shirt. And even if it, I don't know if I could even wear a Bored Ape shirt, ironically.
I would not be seen in any
capacity with that type of merchandise. It would have to be at like a gathering of just our friend group. If a foreign entity laid eyes on me in that shirt, I would fucking immediately break into sweats from how cringe it was.
But anyway, that's not the brain rot I'm talking about. That's just like people not going outside type shit. Yeah, for me, I'm talking about the attention span in the modern era.
Now, I want to say we were, before this podcast, we were having a very long discussion about this topic with Tavoy and Mizuki. They are dumb. They don't know what they're talking about.
Wait, why? In what way?
They seem to be against the concept of the effects of skibbity brain rot and how technology has or has not affected us.
Yeah, but I think their main point was that technology was always changing people. But I think they would both agree that in the last decade, it's been accelerated to the point where, like, we're so much more skibbity than we were from advancements 20 or 30 years ago, you know? Like, the invent of the PC was not making people skibbity, right? People weren't skibbitying
out of their... No, because it was limited. Like, the power of the PC is nothing to what the power of a modern PC is.
Yeah. You had to wait, like, 10 minutes or 20 minutes just to download a low-resolution JPEG.
Yeah.
You know? And then even when it got better, you had to wait 20 minutes just for your favorite Flash game to load on your computer.
I do genuinely feel that the dopamine of, like, instant gratification has an effect on the brain. There's something about like the speed at which you consume stuff and the I'll just say again, the chemical compounds that go on, the chemical reactions that go on in the brain when you instantly do something. I don't know if I'm saying it right. I think it has an effect.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree totally. Especially because we haven't, not even one generation has passed where this has been a thing. You know, it's been the last 10 years that to the extent that we're talking about specifically with the 5-second videos, with the Instagram stories and all that, like, that's less than a generation that's happened. So no one's had, I mean, evolution takes course over thousands of years and many, many generations. We're talking about a single generation has had to adapt with those, with the tools that we've been given.
Yeah, and that's just through, like, that's just physical changes. Like evolution, the only way to see evolution is like through the physical changes. But when you're talking about like chemicals in the brain, it's completely different, I feel like.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. It's like our brains, we haven't had the time to adapt to that level of stimulus, first of all. And God, I wanted to add something to that, but I forgot what it was. I'm so skibbity, I can't even retain a thought for 5 seconds. That's how fucked up I am. Because I can't linger on that thought for 5 seconds. What was I going to say? I don't remember. But yeah, I would agree with you that it hasn't caught up from a mental standpoint either. And it's a shame. It's a damn shame. What can we do to fix it, though?
Okay, well, we gotta get on NoFap.
Well, that I still don't see the relation here, because you're talking about NoFap, and I'm talking about,
well, back in the day, you used to have to go out, court a woman. Now you just go on Pornhub.
But that's not really attention span. That's more, I mean, well, it is related in the sense of what you're talking about with the dopamine release that you can have constantly.
It requires attention span. And I'm not being sexist, but just to listen to people talk requires attention span.
Yeah, certainly. To hold a conversation with someone, you have to really be focused on them and really listen to what they're saying. But yeah, but I don't see... Yeah, anyway, you might be on some next shit. I mean, I agree, though, that it's not a good thing either. In addition to these fast attention span things, having that relief, that you know, potential at the tip of your fingers, that sexual content, that's not good for the brain either. That's a whole different can of worms. We were not meant to see that. Would be stimulated by that as commonly as we do in the modern era. I think one thing that can help is the classic, like, limiting your phone on screen time, on time is good.
Well,
it's hard, though.
The thing is, it can't be mandated by, like, the government. Mm-hmm. It has to be self-imposed discipline. And honestly, I want to be like super, I want to be skibbity brain rotted to the maximum. I want to evolve.
So you're embracing, you're on the other end. You're not like me who's rejecting it. You're embracing the skibbity and going full on the other side. You want to go full skibbity psycho mode.
Who can say what the future holds on the other side of the door?
So you want to incorporate that skibbity into your everyday life.
I want to become like a genuine part cyborg.
I thought you wanted to focus on your comic and drawing.
Well, maybe. I mean, that's true.
Yeah. So,
but
so
at the same time, you know, we wouldn't do nothing about it. I don't know. Like, even if we got to a point where we could only hold our attention for like a millisecond, like there would be, I feel like we would there would definitely be people working on solutions.
But I would argue those people working on solutions, that's yourself, that's you. You have to work on your own solutions. It has to come from within if you truly want to unskibbity yourself. Because, like you said, the government's not going to make you stop scrolling, stop doom scrolling. It has to come intrinsically. It has to come from a want.
Well, the government, like I said, they've made Adderall and other things like that.
But I don't want to have a drug if I know that I can be... I know there was times where I was not skibbity. I know there was times where I was not brain rotted out of my damn mind, you know, out the damn gourd. All right? I filled my gourd up. It was full of...
It's true. There were definitely times where I accomplished much more for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And now those times are gone. And what I'm saying is those times don't need to be gone. We can do this. We can, as a society, I'm not saying just us two. As a society, we can combat the Skibidi. We can go to, I won't use language like go to war with the Skibidi, but we can cull the Skibidi if we so choose. We just need to find the mechanisms by which to do it. And I don't know what those are. I would say one, less phone time is good. But our phones, I mean, we need to use our phones. See, another thing we can use to combat the Skibidi is, you know, coming up with a regimented plan, saying there's, you know, we could say like, okay, for 40 minutes, I'm not going psycho mode. All right. I'm going to focus on this thing. I might listen to some classical music. I might listen to Charlie Brown Christmas album. I'm going to listen to that type of shit and be good to go for 40 minutes. And then for 5-10 minutes, we can embrace the Skibidi. Because it doesn't have to be completely ousted, right? And I can scroll a little bit.
I guess what I was trying to say earlier is like, our current condition is Skibidi brain rot. And I feel like over time, who knows what it's going to be like. Like, we don't know if the Skibidi brain rot is going to get worse. And if it does, I feel like society usually adapts to the needs of the people. So, like, let's say we can't watch like a 5-second video without losing, without forgetting what we were doing or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then people are just going to make like 1-second videos.
But isn't that a fucked up world to live in? Don't you want to take that into your own hands?
It's just a matter of perspective.
I mean, I would want to take that into my own hands because I don't have anything against the 5-second videos. I just have something against what that 5-second video does to my brain. You know, I don't like the Skibidi brain rot because it doesn't allow me to focus on the things. No, I just want to be able to focus on the things that I really care about and the things that I'm invested in and need to take care of during the day. And that Skibidi gets in the way of those things.
I agree. Currently, it is a problem. However, evolutionarily, what if this causes us to evolve in a way that we perceive time at a much slower pace or much faster? I don't know what is the correct way that I'm trying to describe it. And 5 seconds for a modern day human like us turns into, I don't know, like 10 seconds or something in the future. I'm saying, like, what if this causes us to experience the passing of time different evolutionarily?
I'm pretty much fine with the way things are in terms of the passage of time currently. And you could argue it already has. It already has. That already exists, actually, what you're talking about. In the form of doom scrolling, you feel like you've just been doom scrolling for like 20 minutes and you look and it's been an hour, right? Yeah, that's already starting to happen.
I guess currently it's not good because we're like losing time.
Yeah, we're in that negative hyperbolic time chamber. Yeah,
right now we're net negative on time.
So that's why I'm arguing.
Who knows? In the future, we might adapt to evolve with, I don't know.
And what if, another thing, what if in the future they do studies on this brain rot and they find, hey, this brain rot is actually causing a lot of detrimental effects on the mind and the body. And it would be best for the health if we could reduce the amount of brain rot that people experience.
I think we should get rid of smartphones.
Entirely.
Get rid of smartphones. Give everybody like a cool holographic watch instead, where all they do is just like FaceTime people like in Star Wars. That's all they're capable of.
That's a bit extreme. I do agree with you that we should spend more time actually connecting with people with this beautiful thing that we call technology, right? Like, that's what it was meant for, right? Connecting with people. Alexander Graham Bell invented the damn telephone so we could talk with people. We invented the phone so we could listen to people all the time. And these
like, it has to be physically impossible to have Twitter on a phone or any social media on a phone. Just like telecommunication abilities.
Is that the solution? That's a solution. So. That's a solution.
That's what I would do if I was president.
If you were president, you would rule like with an iron fist. You would be a tyrant. I would squash people. Man. That's fucked up what you're saying. You would oppress people. You would oppress people like me who want to be down with the damn skibbity, probably.
What the hell? I thought you don't want to be.
No, I don't want. Skibbity. I don't want to be skibbity. But you're saying who would have other methods? Like, because my proposed method would be, like, limiting the skibbity. In fact, what I would say is, don't. Is fuck the YouTube Shorts, fuck the Instagram Reels, fuck this, fuck the TikToks. I would say those platforms are not beneficial to society. The creators on those platforms, Instagram. They do what?
They ruined Instagram, the Instagram Reels.
Yeah, I feel like those, and the creators, the sad thing is the creators on those things don't even get that much money. Like, it's getting a little better, but they don't make that much money from those short videos.
Like, on Instagram, like, you could just gain a following. Like, the algorithm changed, and now it prioritizes Reels. So you could just, like, gain a following in the past just from posting pictures. Now you got to post you could just post a Reel of a still image, and it would be fine. Like, I don't know why. Like, that's how you game it. Like, if you just want to post a picture, all you got to do is just post a Reel instead, but just have like a one like solid frame drawing on there. It's just strange.
So yeah, I think we should, we've been talking about this for a long time, probably close to 30 minutes on just skibbity brain rot. I hope the listeners have been fed up with the topic, but I would be very, very curious to know what our listeners think of skibbity brain rot. And I encourage you guys to send us an email at odangpodcast@gmail.com or simply join the Discord, which we will put a link to in the description of the podcast for this podcast. But yeah, I'm very curious because it can't just be, I mean, I'm even on the older side. I'm on the oldest, literally the last year of Gen Z you could be. I'm on that Gen Z millennial borderline, and still I found myself in the trap of being freaking skibbitied up to my the gills. I'm skibbitied to the damn gills, man, and there's nothing I can do about it. Oh, there is something, but that's exactly what we're talking about.
You want to know what's weird? I am.
Yep.
And this makes me think, like, maybe this isn't a Gen Z. Like, maybe this isn't like a generational thing. Maybe this is just like everybody in modern day. And this kind of supports Tavoy Mizuki's argument, but never mind. I was gonna say, like, I try to get my uncle to watch like TV shows, but he can't do it. But that actually has nothing to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll try to get him to watch actual movies, but instead he'll turn it off and put on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But that might just be like, maybe he prefers that kind of content. Like, yeah. I don't know. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. We did have another topic about cryptids. We'll end with
these bastards.
Axios Online published an article called "Chupacabra Beats Bigfoot for Best Cryptid Title."
They stole the idea from us.
They did. They performed a cryptid bracket, which we were way ahead of the game on. We did that, 2020? We were doing that.
I mean, it's so old now.
It's like something we had done and gone, and they performed this cryptid bracket with a lot of their fans. And I just want to go through some of the results. So Chupacabra beat Skunk Ape in the first round. What do you think of that?
I think that is kind of insane. Because a Skunk Ape is just maybe like a slightly weaker Bigfoot.
Yeah, Skunk Ape is a being of physical brawn, but not as much as a Bigfoot. But it's also a stinky like a bruiser guy from the swamps. It's like a
bruiser type of Bigfoot.
Yeah, and the Chupacabra may be nimble, but I don't know. It's kind of a skinny type thing, you know? I feel the like Chupacabra the Skunk Ape
has always been an alien the size of a dog.
I thought it was the goat sucker. It was sucking on goats. It was sucking off goats. Well, yeah, it sucks on
goats and shit, but it's always been like the size of a dog.
Yeah, yeah. It has been that size. And so for me, I feel like if the Skunk Ape got a hold of the Chupacabra, it would have no trouble ripping that thing in half.
That he would fucking bite the head off of that fucker like that painting. What's that painting where the guy's eating his son?
I don't know, man. That's some next level shit. Oh my god,
no, it's like a Greek mythology. Cronos devouring his sons or something.
Oh yeah, he swallowed them and kept them in his stomach because there was a prophecy that one of the sons would end up killing him, right? Something like that. Oh shit, I looked up Skunk Ape just to get a refresher on the Skunk Ape. And first thing, CBS Miami, Legend of Florida Skunk Ape lives on. Interesting. Oh,
it lives on.
Let me see 36 second video. Let's see what we're working with.
Now, my theory about the Skunk Ape is that there's always two sides to the cryptid. Existence. It's either one, a genuine beast, or the other end, which is it's something that is just being interpreted. And I feel like the Skunk Ape is not necessarily a true cryptid. I feel like it's either a hairy homeless man or an escaped gorilla from a zoo.
But I thought we already agreed that Skunk Ape was basically like evolved Florida man.
Yeah.
I still think he solos Chupacabra. I still think he washes Chupacabra, but I mean, I could see Chupacabra being crafty, being able to outcraft the Skunk Ape because he is a simple creature, if you will. But yeah. So first round, I don't even believe, but okay, Chupacabra. Second one, Wendigo, Jersey Devil. Oh yeah, I'll stream this for you just so you can see my screen here. But second round is Wendigo, Jersey Devil. I agree with this. The Wendigo is a mysterious threat. It's a powerful threat. And the Jersey Devil is just kind of this skinny, weird creature, right? That has wings.
Well, the Wendigo is also a skinny, weird creature.
But large in size, right? Wendigo is large in size.
So is the Jersey Devil.
Is it though?
I think it's got the body of a damn horse.
I always thought the Jersey Devil was kind of like this kind of mangled type weird fucked up creature. Whereas the Wendigo to me was always kind of on scale with like small trees, you know?
No. The Jersey Devil is kind of like a chimera type of creature.
True. It is a chimera type creature. I mean, in terms of power though, I would hesitate to give the Jersey Devil the win. I agree with the the watchers of this list. What do you think?
I will say, like, I'm looking at the... The Jersey Devil, even though it is a somewhat creepy, like I would not fuck with this thing. Like, I feel like I could beat up the Jersey Devil.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have any way to attack me.
It's just a weird thing. It's just like a fucked up thing, you know? I feel sorry for the Jersey Devil.
Yeah, it doesn't have, like, fists or, like, opposable thumbs that it can grab onto me with. It's just got, like, horse feet.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
All they gotta do is just, you know, dodge the hind legs, and it should be good.
Yeah. So Wendigo's clear victor there. Loveland Frogman versus Mothman. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Mothman certainly more powerful in the mystical sense than the Loveland Frogman. First of all, the Loveland Frogman is the only thing Ohio has going for it, right? There's nothing else Ohio has.
And honestly, it's probably dead now after that fucking chemical spill.
And the thing is, the guy who saw the Loveland Frogman even confirmed that he was just drunk as fuck and it was an iguana. So that just what? Goes okay, to show. Okay, I don't
believe that. How big does that iguana have to be?
No. I mean, iguanas get pretty big, but the guy who first saw it said that. However, there have been several other cases of the Loveland Frogman. For example, a woman was wading in a river, and she felt something trying to grab her and drag her down that had a frog-like appendage, she said. So that there's another case of the Loveland Frogman. A couple also was driving home late at night, last I read, and they claimed to have seen the Loveland Frogmen.
The men?
Yeah, multiple. So... Yeah, I mean, there's been some sightings, but I would say just the fact that the original guy thought it was an iguana and the Mothman stays winning. Like, the Mothman is, everyone knows, like, Mothman is truly one of the OGs, one of the goats of the North American cryptids. Like, no one's going to dispute that with you. In terms of lore, in terms of just respect that people give, like, Mothman is way up there, you know?
I think it's, let's just face it. America has the best cryptids.
Well,
name another country that has as many, like, Hall of Famers as America.
If you count Japan's yokai, I think you've got some challengers there, right?
Are yokai the same, though? I feel like when I think of cryptids, I'm thinking of, like, physical beings. Aren't yokai more, like, ghosty things?
They are. I mean, some are physical. For example, the kappa. Kappa's a physical guy.
That's true.
There's others, too, that are physical. I mean, you've got your like, yuki onnas, who are more on the spiritual side. But then you've got actual oni, you know, actual demons like that, that are kind of on the real side. But anyway, I do agree with you. We've got iconic. We've got some iconic cryptids that hold their weight. Now, I'm curious about the next two, Champ and Snallygaster. I don't think I've heard of these before. Have you?
Champ? I feel like I've heard of Champ, but I don't... I'm not... Let me look them up.
Yeah, I'm going to look up Snallygaster here. Snallygaster on Wikipedia.
Champ. The Lake Champlain Monster. Oh, this looks just like another... like a wannabe Loch Ness Monster.
Snallygaster is a bird-reptile chimera originating from early German immigrants.
Okay, I have heard of this. It goes by Champ or Champy.
I mean, the Snallygaster does look kind of threatening, I would say.
Let's take a look.
That's cool to learn about. So maybe I'll read up a little bit on Snallygaster.
Snallygaster?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this thing?
This thing looks like a damn dragon mixed with an octopus. Mixed with a bird. Anyway.
They reached deep for this one.
Yeah, they did reach a bit deep for this one. I'm going to read up on the Snallygaster. I respect it, though. I respect it for its acumen here in the bracket. And then we have Rougarou. I don't know what a Rougarou is. And La Llorona, which is, I believe La Llorona has its...
That's the movie you watched.
It's a movie, but it's based on a Mexican tale of a mother, I think, that killed her baby in a river. More of a ghost story than a cryptid, but certainly real enough to be considered a cryptid. So I respect the La Llorona clearing Rougarou, but I would be curious to see what Rougarou is. I'm going to look that up.
It's like a wolf man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, the thing about La Llorona is that she already has a body count, so to speak. She's been killing. She has no shortage of kills racked up on her plate, you know. Whereas this guy, he looks like your classic Halloween costume motherfucker. Oh no, he does look pretty threatening in some of these pictures.
I mean, if I just think furries in general are threatening.
Yeah, this guy, he's certainly on one. Good to learn about him too, though. Got Michigan Dogman versus Bigfoot. Of course, Bigfoot is absolutely dropkicking the shit. What the fuck is the Michigan
Dogman?
It's probably just another like wolf dogman cryptid, you know. Bigfoot is stomping the shit out of the Dogman with one.
Why not just foot. Call it like a werewolf, like the Michigan werewolf?
I don't know. Motherfuckers just try to stake their claim at shit. People in Michigan, you gotta call bro. It
the Dogman. That sounds like
he's got that dog in him. That's what they say. He's got that dog in him. But it wasn't enough dog to beat the Bigfoot.
Okay. We got jackalope. The jackalope and the pukwudgie.
Pukwudgie? What the fuck is a pukwudgie? I think I know what this is, actually. Yeah, we've seen this before, I think, in our Halloween extravaganza three-parter, right?
Probably.
Yeah, we've seen the pukwudgies. They're not much. They're like little impish goblin creatures, I think. Jackalope is a crafty creature with many exceptional abilities. So I'm not surprised that the...
I mean, didn't the jackalope get really far in our bracket somehow?
It did, but that was just my lobbying. I just lobbied for the jackalope because I like the jackalope's powers.
Well, you made some good points. I think it lost the Bigfoot.
It did. It did. And then we have the Dover Demon versus the Fresno Nightcrawler. These sound like hockey teams. These don't even sound like Fresno Nightcrawler cryptids.
Sounds like a fucking... Sounds like a white dude who like lurks around this coffee shop that is open like all hours of the night.
Yeah, he just sounds like a guy who's has way too much time on his hands. I might look
the
those
Fresno
up.
The Fresno Nightcrawler is just a fucking Ningen.
A Ningen? What is Dover Demon?
Honestly, these Fresno Nightcrawlers are terrifying.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because it did beat a demon. Beat the Dover Demon. I mean, just in the interest of time, I might zoom through the rest of this bracket because now we're getting into an hour plus.
Yeah, I mean, we can skip to the end pretty much.
Yeah, basically Chupacabra Bigfoot ended up in the final one, and then Chupacabra beat Bigfoot by 51%, so by 1%, basically 2%.
I like how Mothman Mothman Riz, he relies solely on his Riz.
True. He does. Because Mothman isn't a threatening guy. We haven't seen the Mothman attack anyone. Mothman is more of a foreboding creature. But yeah. I don't believe at all that the Chupacabra would hold even a finger to Bigfoot. I think Bigfoot would like step on the Chupacabra and not even notice that it was a threat at all, you know?
Absolutely not.
So yeah, we disagree with this list, but the people of the Axios Miami community, I mean, I put some respect on their names because they're out here repping the cryptid gangs. And not many people are doing that these days, you know? So, I do respect it.
It's mostly just alien shit.
Yeah.
The cryptid community has just been getting trolled by the government by saying like, oh, we're going to release information regarding UFO sightings and shit. And then it usually turns out to be, like, a half-hearted answer.
Yeah, certainly. So that's that. I mean, you have anything else before we conclude the podcast here, or?
Saw Minus One. I think it's the best Godzilla movie, but I prefer aspects of Shin Godzilla more. Shin Godzilla, as like a Godzilla iteration, I enjoy more than the Minus One iteration.
Okay.
But it's a good movie.
I gotta go see it. I'm itching to go see it.
That's all I got.
All right, everyone. Well, have yourselves a damn good one. We're gonna log off now. Peace.